the people who died and didn't believe in the afterlife, and you brought up something interesting that, you know, once they're over there, they're surprised. What are they like now? I mean, do you have any communications with that kind of entity? What are their impressions of where they are?
I mean, when they first...
When they pass on.
Yeah. Oftentimes, they have no impressions whatsoever. It's really like they're still asleep, and they wake very, very, very slowly. And usually, one of the main things that I hear from Tim and a lot of people that he works with, he's sort of with a team of people, many teams of people, who are healers. Everyone there has some sort of job, almost seems like healing, that a lot of people are arriving on the other side with either very little belief or very little knowledge or understanding of how it works there. It's like just getting on a plane and going to a new country, and you didn't read about it, you didn't learn the language, you don't know what the food there is, you don't know whether you should drink the water or not. You just sort of expect everything to happen. And usually these people, because they don't expect anything, they have no expectations, there's very little that meets them there. They're kind of still very tired, very asleep. So they're taken to special healing centers where they're allowed to sleep and they're allowed to heal. And very slowly, it's like opening the curtains to a room, light comes in and they start waking up and people are talking to them and showing them things. And it's a gradual understanding. It's an educational process, really, is what it is. The whole idea that you were mentioning before about separating things, it's really an interdimensional, and Melvin Morse has a good concept of this idea, and we start getting into quantum physics about this, and quantum physics shows this interpenetration of worlds that, as you said, we tend to think of over there, on the other side, over the rainbow somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually, and this was revealed to me as I suddenly started understanding that everything interpenetrates everything else. The word interpenetration is such an important, powerful word to help us understand that our loved one is not over there. They're not across the ocean somewhere. They're actually interpenetrating the same space that we are. And if you study particle physics and quantum physics and quantum mechanics, you start understanding how everything impacts everything. Everything is existing in the same space at the same time. Our physical brains have a very hard time wrapping around that. But when you develop your spiritual senses, which are very sensitive, you start having these actual experiences that you know. Hard to talk about, but you know it, and that's the most important thing.
Where does reincarnation, August, fit into this?
It doesn't.
At all?
No. Reincarnation, as people tend to think of it, that was a chapter that I let Tim tackle all by himself. I am not going there because I've never had the experience of being reincarnated. And I could sort of make things up, and it just didn't make sense. And people have shown, just even mathematically, that it doesn't make any sense at all that people would reincarnate. There's just not enough room for the amount of people proportionally who are being born and those who are transitioning and those who supposedly come back. It's just the math just doesn't add up. But more importantly is that there's no need to come back at all. People may want to come back because out of fear. It's just like someone who's afraid to graduate from high school, and they may start failing because they don't want to go out into the world and out into college. They want to stay there. A lot of us are afraid to move on. We want to stay here, too. We want to come back. But we don't believe in the other side or whatever you want to call it. We don't know any difference. So we've developed over the millennia this cultural, racial idea, a racial mind idea of reincarnation, meaning that we can come back and be reborn. And we'd use every single kind of trick in the book to justify it, especially to say, well, we need to learn more. And how much do you have to learn, for God's sake? You know, it's just a little bit. We're here, really, this is our birthing place. This is where we're seated. This is where, as seeds, we're planted and we grow, and we're just little babies, and we're starting to reach out and touch things and play with things and laugh and love, and not much more than that. That's really all we need to do. And it's like for a little kid, all a little kid really needs to know, we teach little kids far, far too much stuff now. They don't need to know. All a little kid needs to know is that 4 pennies is more money than a nickel. And that's enough for a little kid to know. It's like that with us, too. people think that they have to come back and learn more in order to de-planet, to get off this planet. They've got to learn all these lessons. And Tim said one of the most amazing experiences he had is he went around asking people, when do I reincarnate? And what do I have to do? Is there a special school? How do I learn? When does the process start? I want to go back. And he said people just sort of shrugged their shoulders, and they smiled politely, and they said, well, don't worry about it. You know, just come over here and let's talk about this stuff. They just totally ignored him, which really, really annoyed him. And till he finally had this kind of realization that he spent so much time of his life on Earth testing himself, setting up situations to test himself, to prove to himself that he was good enough, to prove to himself that he was worthy enough. And out of this whole idea of testing is that he's going to have to come back and continue to prove that, continue to test himself. It's really a vicious cycle going over and over and over and over again. And out of this, we have risen all these superstitious ideas of caste and not to belittle cultures, but this idea of hierarchies, that some people are better than others and some people deserve less. And none of that is true. Once we move on, our bodies, our spiritual bodies vibrate so fast that they move out of our physical bodies, and that's what we call death or transition. And our bodies are vibrating so much higher and so faster that nobody can see them, nobody can hear them, and they move on. They're attracted to this new dimension that interpenetrates ours, and they live there just the way that we live here too. They can't tell that they don't have bodies. It feels like bodies to them just the way our bodies feel to us, although scientists tell us our bodies are mostly space. Anyway.
Are they almost like they're in a dream state, August? Or maybe we're in the dream state.
Well, that's the thing. I would say what you just said, that we're in the dream state. They're in reality. And indeed, there are people there, just as there are skeptics here who dare us, you know, prove to me that such a place like that exists, prove to me that this afterlife exists. There are people there who do the same thing, that they do not believe in the place called Earth. When people who do remember having been on Earth and transitioned talk to them about it, they said, that's crazy. That makes absolutely no sense. Prove to me that such a crazy-sounding place as Earth existed. It can't be. And a lot of these people are scientists because they've totally moved on. They've forgotten about the planet. It makes no sense. Or they think it was a nightmare or a dream that they had and they woke up from, and they've moved on. So there's skeptics over there, too, about us.
Well, we've got 81.6% of the listeners who are participating in the Insta poll believe that there is life after death.
Awesome.
Which is a solid, solid number. Did Tim ever tell you whether when one dies, so many people have said, you know, my mother before she died saw her mother at the foot of her bed waiting for her. Do they talk about helpers at all?
Oh, yes, constantly. Constantly, yeah. Everyone has a job. There's always something for everyone. People are working and playing all the time. Work is play. Play is work. So when someone is transitioning here, they're not alone. Even if we think they are, there's always people there helping them, and they can see them. And Tim reports that as he was transitioning, he saw lots and lots of people who were coming in and out of the room, and he was kind of confused. He didn't know, was he taken to a hospital or what was going on? But there was always someone there to help him, so, yeah.
And what about the you know, the your book of records, your life book there, the Akashic records? Did he get into that at all? Does that exist?
Knowledge and wisdom exist. Everything that happens exists. Everything has been created. So if you need to know something, you can find it out. If a person over there believes strongly that they need to find out something by finding a book and finding a library will manifest for them. Books will manifest for them if they need to do that. Or else a person will just come along that they can ask. Or they can get the way that people get information there is so much more advanced. It's not even fair to call it technology. They just get information in different ways. So stepping it down, some people who have, maybe like me, who've had that experience over there, we try to find language to put in. So people have come up with words like the Akashic records and so on and so forth. So it sort of makes sense, but it's just barely skimming the surface of what's really, really meant.